was it, Kenny?
Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, ill-treated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burnt their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad. And the wedding hall was filled with guests."
Wow. I've got all eyes this way now, folks. So if you weren't looking, you'll look now. Okay, kids, this is why you need to stay with your parents just now. Here is my interpretation of the wedding banquet. And you see in that story, the king is God. The servants are us. And we have to invite people to this banquet. Kids, I don't know if you can see, but there's a cake. There's actually a cake here that I told Daphne and Darren about. And do you know something? I've kept you one each downstairs. Going to shout out, what's the name of this cake? A French Fancy. Okay. It's too near tea time for me to kind of go into all the things on the table. I'll have lost you completely if I do. But this is my interpretation of this banquet, that the king invites people to the banquet. And yet, I don't know if you noticed from the story of Kenny, that Kenny read from Matthew 22, but some people said, I can't come. Because I'm going off to see my field, okay? They had a thing that they needed to see, to be at. Another one said, I can't come, and this is actually the parallel passage in Luke, because I've just got married. Bert, would you come to the banquet? You would come, excellent. A reason it looked like it was actually quite valid. People said, I can't come. I'm busy with my oxen. I'm busy with my field. I'm busy with my stuff. Does that sound a bit like today? It does to me. It does to me because I do a lot of kind of friendship evangelism, but I've also tried to do, I work a lot with Alpha, actually, for those of you that know a wee bit about Alpha, because I really believe it works, but that's me getting off into another track. I try to pray with people or, you know, just I just try. I don't always manage. But I find that I come across this too, that the words here were like written for me and you as families today. I'm busy. I'm okay. I don't need that. My life's quite full, thank you. And yet in this parable, God the King is the active party. I don't know if you notice how many times he sent people. Am I going backwards? Oh, sorry. He sent the servants out 3 times. He makes all the moves. God is not passive. God is the active party. So see our part as families. We've just to cooperate with the active party. I think we sometimes think that what we're going to be called to witness as families, is going to be really hard. Now, it's not going to be easy. But it's not going to be insurmountably hard because it's God that's the active party. It's the Holy Spirit who brings conviction of sin to people and draws them to God. It's actually not you or I. It's not actually anything that we say or do. It is the role and work of the Holy Spirit to draw people to God. He just asks us to help him. And so this parable is actually called one of the people of God parables, or an urgency of faith parable. It requires lots of obedience. And that's what we're going to step into this morning in just a few minutes, is put one foot in front of the other and say, we're going to partner with you, God. We're going to be obedient. God, your deep love is shown in this. You prepared the table. You sent the servants. And three times, even though you, to use a Glasgow phrase, were blanked. You were blanked three times. No, thank you. Talk to the hand. God sent again and again and again. Kids, if you've never heard the story before, I want you to learn from this. The deep, incredible love of the Father for people, for your friends, that he'd go again and again and again and say, come to the feast, come to this table, which represents God's kingdom, God's life. So actually, I think there are some similarities between then and now, that where people are blind, so what? I'm fine. I'm busy. I've got stuff. I think there are some similarities to today. See, as families, these are verses that we'll know incredibly well, that I don't need to read. You can whisper them to your child if you want to read them to your child who can't read them themselves yet. We walk into this commission together, but we go in absolute partnership with God the Father. We go empowered by the Spirit of God. We just say, here we are. We are the servants. Who's invited to the banquet? Who came in that story? Well, what Kenny read for us in verse 10 is that the servants went out into the streets and they gathered the people they could find, both good and bad. All kinds of people. And actually, in the Greek, the word for the going out means going far. So I know we've got a lot of guys here from Youth with a Mission, a lot of people here who have served in mission. And I hope that verse is quite encouraging to you, that the servants, they went to the far borders of the country. They actually went out with the city, is what I had read from the Greek translation. They went out with, I think out with their comfort zone is my current context for that. Out the comfort zone to people far and wide. And so I want to suggest this morning in quite a lot of visual and active ways that there are people that I believe that God is going to call us to. And it's not particularly a prophetic word, because I believe that there's a mandate from God for us to look after and go to the marginalized and the poor. A lot of Old Testament law was deliberately written so that those who had not could get. A lot of laws to do with harvest, to do with looking after widows and orphans, to do with making sure people had enough. I believe that's something that is for us today. So there's some points around the sanctuary that I just want to point out, because we're going to do some moving in a minute, that I'd like us to think about moving to. So if you're kind of needing toilets or drinks, we'll not be long. But what's something very important we want to do, and that's to invite God to come by his Holy Spirit. Scott, can you help with the water, please? So who are we called to? In just a moment, I want you to pray with your kids around you and to take this seriously, guys, to ask God, in the light of that banqueting story, which you may know very well, probably lots of us have been around church for a long time, probably know that story well, but I really pray that God will speak to you something from that that's new today. Who are you as a family called to? We've had a wee snapshot of what society's like. We've had a wee snapshot of how God wants to use the generations. Your family together. And I really feel there's new territory for some folk today, that you think that the call and mission on your family is up to you to do. I really believe it's for your family, okay? It's for everybody. It's for all the generations. Who are you being called to? The invited guest never came. So we've got a couple of points over here at this pillar here where God may be calling you to the poor. is a beautiful painting. We have an artist in church, so he has lent me quite a few of his pieces of work that have been painted for various things. Some of you, God might be calling you to the poor, and there's some Bible verses, and you might want to go as individuals, if you're here on your own, or as families, to the poor. You might want to go, a beautiful painting on the wall here for the prodigals. I've got four P's. Some of you here have a real heart to see people return to God, to call them back to God. And perhaps for your family, there are lots of relatives who love God and who followed him, and now they're not. So you might want to go with your kids and look at that and pray together. Way over here, okay, in the corner over here, there are some facts about prisoners. 13,500 children in Scotland have a parent in prison. And some of you might know all the knock-on effects of that. I've actually put them on the wall. You might want to take your children and say, hey guys, some of you kids have got children in your class. I taught lots of children in Guffin whose dads were in prison. And it so affects them deeply. And it affects the partners, and it affects the person when they come out of prison. And finally, my fourth P was for people new to this country. And just here, it's just a little point where you might want to bring your kids, because you know asylum seekers, refugees, and God calls us to look after the alien, to have a compassion for people who are new to our land. Joy and Joel, can you find your grown-ups, please? And our symbols that we have just to help us as families is we have water, streams of living water. When you come with your child and families and you start moving around, you can put your finger gently, because that water will never stop running out. We've water to symbolize God's washing and anointing power for us. Not so we just so we have a wee wet finger and a nice feel, but so that we know God's power as we go out today. We've got our fire here at front, and we have some oil. So I'm going to ask some folk who are on prayer ministry team just now, if a couple of people could go beside the oil. I need to have a couple of people beside the water. And then I know the speakers are going to be out at the front here. Bert, would you mind just a tick moving that table for me, just kind of out the way at the back, because I know what will happen otherwise.